reported for work promptly at 12 noon, Mr. Holmes. And your theory about the woman proved to be correct.
The woman, yes, quite so. Yeah.
The one in Maidstone? She's not his married sister.
Well, I didn't inquire as to that, sir. I meant the theory about the strange lady. She arrived on the 10:43 from Chatham yesterday morning. The ticket collector was able to give us a pretty good description. Smartly dressed, close-set eyes, and wearing a gold pince-nez.
Mm, well done, Holmes.
You were absolutely right.
What's more, she was on her way to this house. She asked for directions.
I see. Thank you.
Well, you must feel a little gratified, surely.
Why? It's no more than I expected. Yes, Susan. What is it?
Would you care for a little more beef, sir?
Thank you, no. By the way, do you happen to know if Mr. Smith left the house at all yesterday morning?
Yes, sir, he did. He went out for a walk. He said he wanted to make the most of the weather because the barometer was falling.
Mm. Was he out for very long?
No, sir, not long. And he got back about half an hour before... Before it happened.
Yes, thank you, Susan. Thank you very much indeed. Well, it's 2:00. Let us go and have it out with our friend the Professor.
Come in, gentlemen. Mr. Holmes, may I offer you another cigarette?
No, thank you. I think I've smoked enough for one day.
As you wish. And what have you to tell me? Have you solved the mystery yet?
Yes, I have solved it.
Good heavens. Solved it? While you were strolling in the garden? Over lunch, perhaps?
No, I solved it in this room. A moment ago.
Now, if you're joking, Mr. Holmes, I must tell you this is too serious a matter for flippancy.
May I reconstruct the case for you? There's a little information I still require. You may be able to provide it.
Well, I cannot imagine how, but of course, anything you wish to know.
Well, let me tell you what I know already. Yesterday morning, a lady entered your study with the intention of removing some documents from your bureau. She had her own key. Now, when you were good enough to let me examine your key, I did not find those marks upon it which the scratch on the keyhole would have produced. Yeah. Therefore, I deduce that the lady came here without your knowledge in order to rob you.
Oh, this is most interesting and instructive, but... Well, what became of your mysterious lady who appears to have vanished?
She was discovered by your secretary, and in her frenzy, she stabbed him. Horrified by what she'd done, she fled from the room, but during the struggle, she had lost her pince-nez, and being very short-sighted, she was helpless without them. Instead of turning into the right-hand corridor, heading for the back door and the garden, she went the other way, with coconut matting in both corridors. It was an easy mistake to make. When she pushed open the door in front of her, she found herself in this room.
That's a fine theory, Mr. Holmes, with one small flaw. I was in this room all day and never left it.
Yes, I know that.
Perhaps I was asleep at the time. Otherwise, I could hardly fail to be aware of a stranger entering my room.
She was not a stranger to you. And you were aware of her. Mm-hmm. You spoke to her. You helped her to escape.
Are you mad? I helped her to escape. Well, where is she now?
Perhaps you'd be good enough to leave your hiding place, madam, and join us.
No, I must insist that... The bookcase!
Good Christ!
You are right, sir. Perfectly right. I am here, and I am your prisoner.
My dear lady, won't you come and sit down? I'm afraid you're far from well.
I am well enough to tell you therefore. Oh, excuse me, I did not see the footstool.
Allow me to return your pince-nez to you, madam.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You know so much already. You have discovered the truth. And I must own to everything. It was I who killed the young man. In my terror, I snatched up the first thing that came to hand and struck at him. I did not know it was a knife. That is the truth, I swear it.
Please, madam, be seated. Here, be seated.
There.
Now,
thank you.
Take time to compose yourself. We are in no hurry.
I am obliged to you, gentlemen. And I wish that you should know my story. I am a Russian. And so is Sergius. His full name, I will not tell you.
Oh, thank you, Ella. I am in your hands.
But why should you cling so hard to your wretched life? It has done harm to many and good to none. Not even you.